years, until in 1943, which was 4 years later, his father became ill. And at that time, Ajahn Chah was aware of a distant monastery practicing for some, or training for some exams. And he decided to go home to see his father and not finish his exams at that time. And surely enough, his father was close to death. When he went back to visit him, then his father, who was on his last legs, had a final conversation with him, and this is recounted here in the biography. Lungpo's father, Po Ma, was proud to have a son in the robes, and whenever Lungpo visited home, would always encourage him in his efforts and make a request, "Please don't disrobe, venerable sir. I invite you to stay as a monk indefinitely." This is a deliberately literal translation. It's hard to convey in English the tenor of a conversation between a Thai monk and his parents. Filial piety is greatly stressed in Thai society, and the relationship between parents and children is generally warm and close. Yet when the son becomes a monk, their way of relating to each other instantly and radically changes. Those parents are now lay people. They sit on a lower seat at a respectful distance. They use honorifics when referring to their son and humble personal pronouns when referring to themselves. There is a formality and ritual air to their conversations that one from another culture might find odd and somewhat unnatural, and yet for a canny observer there is no question that behind the form, the deep affection remains intact. Now as he lay weak and shrunken on his deathbed, Po Ma made the request once more. It was difficult for him to speak, and he said, "You've made the right choice. Don't change it. Lay life is full of all kinds of pain and difficulties. There's no real peace or contentment in it. Stay as a monk." On previous occasions, Lungpo had always kept silent, his head slightly bowed, showing respect but an unwillingness to announce such a commitment. This time, however, in a quiet voice he replied, "No, I won't disrobe. Why should I do that?" His father's face relaxed into a warm, contented smile, and he drifted off into sleep. So his father passed away about a fortnight later. And from that time, then the visions of the image of his father's wasting body and the final days of his sickness were constantly with Ajahn Chah. They kept recurring in front of his eyes over and over, and he couldn't dislodge this from his mind. So he made his way through the final exams that he did to get his grade 3 Pali studies, Naktam 3, Naktam Ek, and he then finally carried on another 3 years altogether until 1946. By the time he got to 44, 45, he was really despondent with the village monastery scene and teaching students who weren't particularly interested. And he decided, okay, I'm going to have to do something very radical, because this, again, this kind of pain in his heart and the shock of losing his father and the presence of his father's death, and the fact that he knew, here were all these wonderful teachings in the scriptures, I'm reading them, I'm studying them, I'm instructing people in them, but yet they haven't had any effect upon my heart, they're not really helping me, they can't do anything about the pain of my loss of my father and the heartbreak over his girlfriend. And he felt that all of these teachings were so precious and so important, but they were out of his reach. They were of no use to him. So he really felt he had to do something about it. So at this time, he made a solemn resolve. "I dedicate my body and mind, my whole life, to the practice of the Lord Buddha's teachings in their entirety. I will realize the truth in this lifetime. I will let go of everything and follow the teachings. No matter how much suffering and difficulty I have to endure, I will persevere. Otherwise, there will be no end to my doubts. I must make this life as even and continuous as a single day and night. I will abandon attachments to mind and body and follow the Buddha's teachings until I know their truth for myself." So, at that point, he left the village monastery and took up the life of a wandering Tudong monk and started to go in search of teachers. I'll finish my piece at that point.